This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are now very fortunate to be joined by Michael Dwyer from the Thin White Ukes, coming all the way to us from Te Anau. How are you doing this morning, Michael?
Hey, I'm going great, thank you. We're actually coming all the way from Melbourne as of yesterday. I'm still not quite sure where my head is, but yeah.
true. Nice. Was the travel all good?
Oh, yeah, it was fine, thank you. Yes, I caught a few winks on the plane. It was all great. And now here we are in Te Anau, which is so beautiful.
Do you drive from like Queenstown to Te Anau, or how do you get there?
We did.
Oh, nice. That's a gorgeous drive.
Oh, unbelievable.
Not that I've ever done it, but I can imagine. I can imagine it's a gorgeous drive.
Do yourself a favour. No, it was a beautiful day too. It was just gorgeous.
Nice. We're here to talk about your upcoming tour for the Thin White Ukes. And for those who don't know, your band is a David Bowie cover band who uses ukulele. How is the tour going so far?
Well, it's going fabulously. We did a couple of shows back home, and we're about to play tonight at the Te Anau Ukulele Festival. Mm. That's the first show that before we head to see you guys in Dunedin, then we're going to Christchurch and then up to the North Island. So it's early days, but we have a feeling we've got some receptive. We hear David Bowie's pretty big here, is that right?
Would you say so? Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I'd say David Bowie's pretty big. I mean, there's a guy at the uni who does a paper on David Bowie here.
Oh.
At the music school.
Yeah. Yeah, is that Ian?
Ian Chapman?
Yes, I've been communicating with him. The thing about us Bowie freaks is we find each other and we reach out across the ether and share obscure stories about B-sides that are impossible to find, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's so wholesome, man. That's so wholesome. I feel like it's definitely a Bowie and a Pink Floyd kind of fandom is a very certain kind of fandom, eh?
Yeah. There's a certain kind of arty sensibility about it. There's a kind of peak there where everyone knows a certain array of songs, and then there's the rest of the iceberg, which is just endless.
For sure. I was going to say, who are some of the other acts who are playing at the Te Anau Ukulele Festival?
Oh, that's a really good question. I wish I had that stuff with me right now. What I've got in front of me is the Te Anau Ukulele Festival songbook, which I've been going through. So what we're going to be doing is that every artist is going to be sitting around in cafes and strumming away. We're going to be meeting a bunch of people today and playing a lot of the songs. A lot of them which have their roots in this country. I can see a lot by Split Enz and Don McGlashan and people like that. So I'm looking forward to meeting him today.
Meeting him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's at the Ukulele Festival.
Oh, no, not medium. Meeting them. Sorry, that's an accent foible.
Wait, so do you say you're meeting Don McGlashan?
No, I won't be meeting him, but I'll be playing one of his songs.
Right, that's cool. That's awesome. How much experience had you and your other bandmates had with ukuleles before you started the band?
Well, it's a funny thing. We met in the Melbourne Ukulele Collective, which is just this gang. I mean, they're everywhere. You've got them all across New Zealand, right? Ukulele clubs. It's just sort of something that happens. People find each other, and it's just a beautiful instrument for that purpose. You can, within half an hour, you're playing three chords. So it's a really wonderful, inclusive thing. That happened, I guess, about maybe 20-odd years ago. Betty and Rob and I found each other, and we discovered we could harmonise really well together. And I was a bit of a Bowie nut, so I said, look, let's try and do the most complicated songs we can and try and arrange them in interesting ways. So we just sort of peeled off from the collective about, I don't know, maybe it's kind of nearly 10 years ago now, and started dedicating ourselves fully to the Bowie songbook. And it's sort of an endless road. So yeah, we've been doing it ever since.
Awesome. The band is named the Thin White Ukes, which is a play on the Thin White Duke, which is one of David Bowie's eras. I want to know, what is your favourite David Bowie era?
It changes every day. But the Berlin era for me is the most interesting one, where he'd become a rock star. He'd done the Ziggy Stardust thing. He'd done the Thin White Duke. And he really had everything to lose. He chucked all the cards in the air. He moved to Berlin and he started making records like Low and Heroes with, songs like Sound and Vision and Heroes, etc. Mm. That was a really gutsy move, and it was very non-commercial. I still think of some of his most interesting music. So I think that Berlin period, he made three albums there with people like Brian Eno and Robert Fripp, some of the arty fringe of the UK rock scene. I reckon that's probably where I get most of my musical nourishment from at the moment.
Awesome. Is that the same era where he made that song, I'm Putting Out Fires with Gasoline? Is that the one?
Hey, you should do a guest spot with us, I reckon.
Oh, I'd love to.
No, that was a little bit later. That was a little bit later. Cat People, that was a thing to a movie. He started doing a lot of people did in the 80s. They started getting into doing movie themes, but that was his first big blockbuster movie theme, I guess.
Mm. You mentioned that your band is kind of dedicated to maybe translating some of the Bowie tracks that are pretty difficult to translate onto ukulele. What's the most difficult track that you've found so far to translate to that medium?
There's a lot of different ways to answer that, but one of them, a song like Fame, for instance, is really difficult because, you know, we're quite limited with three ukuleles. Rob plays the baritone and Betty plays the soprano and I play the tenor, so we've got a bit of a range there. But that kind of interlocking funk thing can be quite a tricky beast to nail down. But then later on, towards the end of Bowie's life, he got very, very sort of strange harmonically. The Black Star album, some of those songs are really just kind of one chord with a moving bass line. And, you know, he always had a very interesting tonal sensibility. So songs like Black Star... and I Can't Give Everything Away, for people who know that last record. They're challenging in a different way. And that's really what keeps us coming back, you know, to come across a song like, I don't know, Golden Years, you know, going, okay, we got three ukuleles and three voices. How are we going to do this? And it can take us weeks. And then others, you know, like Sorrow or Starman, they kind of just fall out. They're just great pop songs. So yeah, there's a lot of variety, and because he changed styles every few years, that's another thing that keeps us coming back. One minute you're doing glam rock, and the next you're doing funk, and then you're doing some, I don't know, what do you call that thing he was doing in the 90s with drum and bass? You know, there's all kinds of varieties of music to get your head around.
For sure, for sure. That's the beauty of Mr. Bowie. I'm going to open the questions to my co-hosts here. I've got some mates, Maddie and Ruby. Do you all have any questions for Mike?
Yeah, what's your favourite non-Bowie song to play on the uke?
My favourite non-Bowie song on the uke? Wow, that's a good... You know, I think it's probably Mamma Mia by ABBA.
Cool.
That's a really good one. You know, ABBA was one of those bands that... man, you can't beat them as pop songwriters. It's like there's a hook in every bar. You know, it's just an amazing kind of thing to get your head around how they did. Reverse engineering a song like that is a lot of fun. So, yeah, I'd have to say Mamma Mia.
Mm. Cool. And you, awesome. Ruby?
Oh, is there anything that you haven't played on the uke yet that you'd like to wrap your head around?
Do you mean
songs, any artists that you haven't covered yet?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting into the Zappa catalogue. That'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome.
He's got a song called The Black Page, which is because there's so many notes on it, there's hardly any white on it. kind of like the idea of giving that a burl with four strings. That'd be fun.
Be impeccable. That'd be impeccable.
Absolutely.
Any more questions from y'all?
I reckon I'm good there. Yeah, that sounds brilliant. Good.
Awesome. I've got
a question from you. I had a question for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Is Tuesday night a bit of a rockin' night in Dunedin? Is there many people going to be coming down to the Musicians Club, do you reckon?
Mate, thousands and thousands.
Fantastic.
Now, I would say, I mean, I think people like to do things on evenings here. I think we have pretty strong, active music-going scene, and people love going to music, so I think you'll have a decent amount of people.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, well, we're looking forward to it. There'll be lots of sing-along opportunities. And you know, Tuesday night is not usually a rockin' night, but we'll make sure it's one that you remember. That's for sure.
I can certainly imagine that. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the program today. I hope you have a fantastic time in Te Anau, and can't wait to see you come to Ōtiporti.
Awesome. Look forward to seeing you.
Likewise. Take care.
Thank you. Awesome. Bye.
All right, folks. That was Michael Dwyer from the Thin White Ukes talking about his upcoming the band's upcoming tour, some style stuff. It's real good yarn. Up next we have Finn Andrews from The Vales coming on to talk about their new single The Ladder. But before we do that, I will plug the Thin White Ukes gig. They are playing at the Dunedin Musicians Club next Tuesday at 7:30. You can get tickets from eventfinder.co.nz. It's 9:40 now on the program. Any final words, Maddie and Ruby?
I love people that are into weird little niches, eh? Oh, best kind of person out there, I'm going to say.
Yeah,
not going to lie, the vibes at the playing ukulele across different cafes in Te Anau, that is
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like,
Might have to get there.
Yeah, I might have to leave, sorry. We've got to go to the drive.
We're going to the Queenstown to Towner drive, get the thing. Yeah, yeah.
I got to get there.
Here is the Thin White Ukes with their rendition of Sun and Vision. You're listening to The One. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.